8:45, Galesburg's Morning News. How do I always get us behind? I don't know. I always manage to do that somehow.
Right. Something to do with talking.
Exactly. Well, we're going to talk some football here this morning. Sal Merida, Tyler Gomnick, it's your Damon Tomeo. I'm going to say it, the former head football coach at Knox College, unfortunately. But he's doing well, and he's here with us, and he still knows football, and that's what we're here to talk about this morning. Damon, good morning. How you doing?
Appreciate you guys having me in again. It seems more like a normal Friday sitting in the chair being here, considering all the challenges we've had this past season.
Which included no football.
It
was just, it was kind of crazy. All right. So just so people know, kind of, you know, that I guess it was a case where the college, you know, one of those, they decided to go in a different direction type thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I nothing but love for the people at Knox College and this community. And the college, this is the hard thing in college football. Decided that I wasn't the best fit at this time and to move in a different direction. And I got to respect and appreciate that and all the experiences and players we've had over our 8 years. And now we're just waiting to see the next door and opportunity that God opens for us. And we're just thankful for the season of our lives that we're in.
Yeah, and you know, there's a path coming somewhere. You obviously know that.
Absolutely. And there's been so many great people we've come across in this community that we really, really appreciate. And it's been fun. And we enjoy being in this community still. Hasn't changed.
All right. Well, coming up, let's start with college football. It was a rather interesting season. Big Ten started late. You know, who knew how good they were, honestly, any of the teams. And, you always know Ohio State's going to be pretty good. Iowa had a very good season. Illinois probably didn't meet expectations. Therefore, you know, Lovey was gone from that program. Some changes there. But, you know, they had this whole controversy. Well, if one of the teams doesn't play enough games, then they're not going to get to play for the Big Ten Championship or to be able to move on. But, like, okay, well, it is Ohio State or Indiana. okay, right. I think we're going to change the rules because it's Ohio State. And I guess, you know, on paper and what happened on the field, it was the right move as far as that. But I don't know. How do you feel if you're Indiana? Man,
Sure. I mean, they had a great year, and it's been a challenge for everybody over the last, you know, 9-10 months of what's been happening on the national global stage. And in the same sense, these guys still want to play, and they enjoy that opportunity and experience that they're having playing college football because it really only comes along once for them. However, this season has been unique, especially in that level where commissioners are trying to make up rules and decisions without all the information. And was it the best decision to limit, you know, and have so many games for them to qualify? I mean, that's something you could really look at. How can a team like Ohio State, you know, play five, six, seven games, and they're getting in this position where a team like Alabama played the full schedule? You know, the LSU game got postponed. They moved it to a different bye week, and they still played. So Alabama's played a lot more football compared to where Ohio State's at. And does that affect the game on Monday night with their health?
Well, and we've talked about it multiple times. About how many three Alabama guys with more awards today? Quarterback, offensive line,
two offensive line.
Remington Award,
Najee Harris
Award.
Devontae Smith won another. A couple more.
Okay, you know, Alabama's good.
Yeah, we're looking at the NFL team is basically kind of what we're getting at, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're good. It's just, and they've reloaded, and that's the thing that they continually do. It's the most impressive thing Nick Saban's been able to do. Whether you're turning over coaches, turning over players to the NFL, they just kind of keep doing their thing. And, you know, you got to go into a game like this and say, Alabama hasn't lost this year. That is truly impressive. And they've had some good players go down with injury or with COVID issues.
So, Bama and then Ohio State. And again, similar situation. They kind of reload each year, I mean, it seems like. And seems sometimes it may not be to the level that Alabama or some of the other SEC teams do. But when it comes down to championship time, Ohio State always, they seem to be there, and they're always competitive.
Absolutely. You got to say they're top five, you know, top eight program in the country, and they're going to get some players that no one else can get, like Alabama, or right now Clemson's doing the same thing. Notre Dame's trying to sneak into that mix. Are they at that level? You know, I'm not sure, especially watching that tape. I think they have a lot of the pieces, but they're still not all the way there. But Ohio State's quarterback, look at them just graduate those guys right to the NFL, reload again with another one. Running back gets hurt. Look who they're playing with now. It's an impressive thing when you see that kind of depth at that high level.
Well, and were you surprised at all the way they handled Clemson? I kind of was.
I was kind of disappointed in Clemson's defensive performance. You know, Ohio State versus Northwestern, kudos to Northwestern in the season they had. Yeah. Tremendous. The defensive coordinator there, Mike Hankwitz, I had a chance to work with while I was at Arizona. 51-year veteran, just retired from the profession. And Mike's tremendous, and he put a defense together against Ohio State. But I think Justin Fields, to me, is really the linchpin on Ohio State's team, which is tough at that level to have just one player. But if he's on, Ohio State's offense can really run, and they can really kind of keep the defense going and kind of tick the whole part together for them. I think Alabama's a lot more balanced. So against Northwestern, Justin Fields couldn't get going. Ohio State struggled. And I know they won the game, but it's Northwestern. And so what Northwestern's doing to stay in that game was impressive. Now, on the flip side of it, Clemson's defense just did not play well the other night, and that's not characteristic of them. What wasn't really said enough was between the injuries on defense and the COVID issues on defense, they were only playing with a couple of their starters from the start of the year. So they were way down in the depth chart in a lot of positions. And so Trevor Lawrence, great quarterback. He'll be going to the NFL next season, probably the number one pick. But you got to think back, you know, this game, you got to have depth and you got to have be able to protect yourself against injury.
So defensively, Alabama, of course, we, you know, this, and it goes different from year to year. Some of the old great offensive guys, great defensive guys. I'm sure they're probably great on both sides of the ball. You just happen to be hearing about the offensive guys who won all the awards this year. But I'm guessing that defense is pretty stout.
Absolutely. And Ohio State's got a corner that's an All-American top round draft pick that they're going to put on their best receiver now, the Heisman winner from Alabama. But the interesting thing I found in the game is the over-under is at 75. 75 is over 7 points, you know, thinking touchdown, 7 points on a touchdown. That's over 10 touchdowns. Now, wow. A game is normally about 11, 12 possessions on each side. So you're talking every other time you're scoring a touchdown. Does anyone play defense anymore? And if you look on the national stage, the number of defensive coordinators that are shuffled around this year, Michigan, you know, fired Don Brown, who's done so well there and just kind of had an off year. These offenses are getting harder and harder to defend, and defensive coordinators with any ability are, you know, the premier thing. So national championship game, 75 points?
Wow.
Does anybody play defense anymore? And Alabama's a favorite by 8. I don't know if I'd mess with that because is Justin Fields playing to his level, yes or no? Gosh, 75 points, though, that just seems like a lot.
Yeah. For a national championship, especially when, you know, what's the old saying? Defense wins championships. Well, apparently they're not thinking that now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Bears have played defense all season and kept them in the season.
Right.
You know, but
right.
75 points. And these teams are giving up about 2 to 3 touchdowns a game on average across the board throughout the whole season, so which isn't a whole lot. So 2 good offenses, 2 good defenses, you know, who's going to win? But 75. So I wouldn't touch this game with a pole in the start of the game with any of the spread if you're interested in betting, but I would look at like some of the halftime bets because then you could have a better idea as where things are shaking out, and some of those bets are always kind of fun and interesting to look at. But personally, I like Alabama. Personally, I just wouldn't put any of my own money against this game because this is a mess now because it's going to be interesting. Something else to think about, last one I got, Alabama's offensive coordinator is headed to Texas
right.
as the head coach.
Yeah.
He was announced right after their win last week that he's going to Texas. Try to be a head coach of two school or a head coach of Texas, offensive coordinator in Alabama, busy week. How much is his mind into it? It's going to come down to the rest of the Alabama staff to make up for his deficiencies. And I know he's trying to focus on this game, but realistically, how could you not be having a lot of things going on with Texas starting there? Because you know on Monday, he's going to be there full time.
Yeah, and it's a lot of work no matter. And yeah, as much as you want, like, yes, this game's important to you, but here's my future sitting right here. Wow, yeah, that would be a tough one.
So. He made a nice comment after the Heisman thing. He was congratulating the receiver that won from Alabama, who's been a really tremendous player for them. He's like, well, I've been focused on this game, and I'll worry about that. No, you're not. You've already hired half your
right.
staff. How much time does it take to hire those people?
Yeah.
There's only 24 hours in my day. I'm not sure what kind of day he's got.
Yeah.
But so where is his time, intention, and detail? And Alabama doing so well on offense, this could take a hit.
Hard to pick against them, Damon, Alabama. I say Alabama, Tyler.
I got to go Alabama.
Yeah, hard to go against Nick Saban and company. It just, year in, year out. All right, speaking of coaching staff, of course, Brett Bielema hired as University of Illinois' head coach. Obviously spent time in the Big Ten. He's an Illinois native. He played at Iowa, coached Wisconsin. Thought he'd give the SEC a shot at Arkansas. Didn't go all that well for him. But he's started to hire some staff, and looks like he's putting together a pretty good staff.
Yeah, taking the defensive coordinator from Missouri, I think, was a good move for him.
Yeah.
The guy's done a really good job. He's kind of an up-and-comer. They kept one of the coaches on staff there, which has been good for him also. And then they also hired the offensive coordinator. So he's kind of moving that thing together. You can tell he's really interested in recruiting Illinois. He's already pushing it hard on the 2022s, which is a really good thing for him to see and for the state of Illinois. You know, he's saying the right things. But I think he's starting to back it up, too, with hiring people that are from and know this region, as well as pushing his own recruiting into Illinois, which, you know, has been a struggle over the past few years for Illinois. I think It's a good hire for them. It's a solid hire. It's got a lot of experience. It's an easy one to justify, and I wish the best for nothing but Coach Bielema.
First signing running back, actually, out of Alabama, Enterprise, Alabama, and something that you don't usually see in Illinois. This kid's like, what did I say, 6'3", 215, 4'5", 40. And they, you know, we're watching the video on him. I mean, he catches the ball well, runs the ball well. He's got speed, open field, and can you know, go in and take some punishment as well. So that's a good get for the Illini out of Alabama.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there is some talent in the state that which they can recruit. It's just you're going to have to work really hard on those guys and develop them. And you're gonna have to fight some people off that come in and around Chicago, including the rest of the Big Ten.
NFL, three playoff games tomorrow, first round, three on Sunday as well, including our beloved Chicago Bears. And they got the Saints.
Hey, they're in the playoffs.
That's true.
In the Navy
time
frame, there has not been a lot of time they've been in the playoffs. So can you just be happy as a Bears fan for once?
Tyler, is it possible?
Up until kickoff, you can.
There you go, until kickoff. There you go.
And then you're going to yell at the TV for the entire time. Yep. And what are you going to yell at this time? Is it the quarterback? Is it Trubisky? Why isn't Foles? Do you say Nagy? Are you going to go Ryan Pace? Like, who's coming out of your mouth that you're pissed off now at, Bears fans?
Yeah. Probably first, it's Nagy and
Dealer's Choice.
And Pace. there you go.
Well, you gotta think, though. The Bears, this is the first time back in the playoffs since 2018.
Yeah.
You know, and so 8-8, you're sneaking in. I mean, they're not going to get the first. I mean, you saw Green Bay play.
Yeah.
You've seen Kansas City play. They're not at that level.
Yeah.
And Trubisky's been underperforming what the expectations were, you know. But at the same sense, defensively, I think they're playing really well.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to keep them in the game. Now, you know, the guys down at the Saints have done very well this season. It's kind of a bad draw for the Bears. Wish we'd get somebody else. But, you know, it should be a good game. 47 is the over-under on this game. Okay, remember 75?
Yeah,
47.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, NFL is obviously quite a bit lower.
Yeah.
Most college games are in the 60s. So take the Bears. Take the 10 points. I think the Bears are going to kind of blow it out and see what they can do in the final game because they really got nothing to lose in this one.
Yeah.
Trubisky's got – I mean, this is – a lot of people are going to judge him off of this game.
It's been a rather interesting season, but the Chiefs overall pretty darn dominant. Packers as well. I mean, are we looking at maybe that matchup? That's what you look at, Super Bowl?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're sitting here – a month from now and saying, oh, it's Kansas City versus Green Bay in Super Bowl. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because someone's going to have to beat them. And I don't know if anybody right now – I mean, there's some teams that kind of snuck into the playoffs. I'm not saying the Bears, but there's some that snuck in, and there's a couple of good teams in there, but I still don't know if anybody's playing. If Green Bay and Kansas City can stay healthy, they got a nice week off this week, it's going to be tough to beat either one of those teams.
Damon Tomeo joining us this morning. Okay, Tyler, your pick. Okay, let's just go straight to the Super Bowl. Who's playing?
You know, it's going to be a team that is playing really well right now that's going to get in, and another team that has played well all season that's probably going to get in.
Yeah.
And I mean,
but you also look at the fact, those two teams that we talked about with Kansas City and Green Bay, not only have they played well all season, they Kansas City, obviously, they didn't play their starters last week.
Well,
but they,
you know, I've been saying that after Sunday, I'm going to start rooting for the Bills.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who do I like to see in? I mean, I'd like to see the Bills make it, honestly. But, I mean, I can't help but think it's going to be, you know, like Green Bay and, guys, I don't know.
It's a lot
I
of
put
the
you
middle.
On the spot.
It's
going to
be
Man.
Someone like Pittsburgh or something that you're just Matt. Like, really?
Yeah, you really. But the way they played, though, as of late, that's
I know,
that's
but it's that's, a, what's, that's yeah. what they do, you know?
Yeah.
And so
you think Pittsburgh can beat Kansas City?
No, but okay. That's what's going to happen. It's going to be a team that's played well all year and a team that is just going to start coming on now. And that's what's going to happen. It's never two deserving teams, and that's just my opinion.
But I do like that we're talking about the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs.
21st home playoff game in 24 years, I think, something like that.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's a fun one to bring up, like the Bills. Yeah, and Tampa Bay's made a resurgence with that quarterback.
I've heard of that guy. Yeah.
So I don't think they're ever out of the mix, at least for a week or two.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah. All right, so what do you think? I mean, again, hard to go against those two teams the way that in Kansas City and Green Bay the way they've played. I mean, Seattle's good, New Orleans is good.
Yep, they're arguably in that 3, 4, 5, 6 slot. you know.
The Rams kind of came on, but then they lose Jared Goff, and he may or may not play. Had the, you know, the fractured thumb. I can't imagine he's going to be in there.
It's tough. Yeah. It's really tough.
Yeah.
No, but that's, again, another one, Cleveland.
Well, yeah.
The Browns are in. The
right.
Browns and the Bills.
Yeah.
And talking playoff football.
Yeah.
Hey, the Bears are in there, too, so we're excited about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's hard to go against. I think, you know, Tampa Bay, the season team, season quarterback. You know, New Orleans has definitely got it. Seattle, there's some good teams in there. One of those is going to have to knock off the champ. But I'm still going to go Kansas City, Green Bay, and let's see how it rolls and who's healthy and look at it at that point.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so there we go. Super Bowl, man. Gosh, can't believe we're already talking NFL playoffs. College football championship on Monday night, and got the Super Bowl not too far off with the playoff games. Of course, the Bears on 92.7 FM, the Lasers, Sunday afternoon, what time?
3:40.
3:40.
Yeah, I think the broadcast starts at 3.
3 o'clock broadcast. Yeah, I think that sounds about right, or 2:55 or 3.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yep. Well, Damon, always great to talk to you, man. And
great seeing you guys. I'm a big Dave Ramsey fan myself.
Yeah, and so now we've got him on just after 9 o'clock, just after the news, since Clark Howard retired. So we can hear him twice a day at this point. So
good. Right. Well, it's good seeing you guys, and enjoy the weekend, because we're running out of these full weekends of football. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, three games, and on Monday night, one game. Should be a fun weekend for football.
And once that's done, there's not much sports left. I guess some college basketball and some NBA, but not a whole lot left going on right now, especially in Illinois.
No, definitely not in Illinois.
Well, Damon, as always, appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.